Every summer, hundreds of hopeful musicians crisscross the country, cluttered vans slogging through the summer tour circuit. This year, fuel costs are taking quite a bite out of tour budgets, except for one band that NPR's Petra Mayer found here in Washington. She sent us this evening's audio postcard.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. We are the Patio Kings from Northampton, Massachusetts.
Meet the Patio Kings, Chell, Jesse, John, and Sturgis. They play a mean live show, even though the crowd's a little skimpy on this Wednesday night in Washington, D.C. And they've been across the country and back again in a van that's almost as funky as their music.
Chell Osland, lead vocalist and keyboardist. This is a 97 Chevy extended cargo van, diesel, and we have the Grease Car Vegetable Fuel System conversion kit installed.
Grease Car is a Massachusetts company that will modify your diesel car or truck to run on vegetable oil. So instead of shelling out at the gas station, you find a restaurant owner who's willing to let you haul away his old cooking oil. Any old oil will do, as long as it's not rancid. Percussionist John Moore is at the wheel of the Patio King's van. He starts the engine with diesel, and once it's warmed up enough to keep the grease flowing smoothly, he flips a switch on the dashboard.
And there we have it. We've switched to grease.
That was kind of anticlimactic. Everything seems to be normal. It has the pickup on this thing.
Oh, it's beautiful. Especially without the trailer right now. It's like a race car.
And the mileage is about the same as what you'd get with a regular diesel. But drummer Sturgis says fueling up can be an adventure.
Well, this is the routine. So we scope out a restaurant. And in this case, we've had some luck. Chell and I went out on foot a little bit earlier. And we found some really good-looking grease, and then we need to go in and ask for permission.
I don't know if you're going to make that corner. Give it a little peek.
John wedges the van into an enclosed loading dock area behind a downtown D.C. restaurant. And we're in luck. The manager is more than happy to let the Patio Kings siphon off his old grease. It's an intricate operation. John holds a hose in the drum of grease while Chell monitors the flow from inside the van. And Jesse, the bassist, does his best to explain.
So the oil's going through a strainer right here, that in the hose that is submerged inside the grease bin. It's run along the hose into a second filter and then pumps it through the other hose into the tank.
The engine is actually running during all this. It has to keep the grease hot enough to stay liquid. There's a faint smell of burnt cooking oil in the air, but it's really not that bad. The band are cleaning up now, stripping off their rubber gloves and scrubbing away the grease residue.
That was a good load.
Very nice.
So, yeah, this has been our day-to-day job, touring the country, playing shows, and looking for grease and filling up.
Petra Mayer, NPR News, Washington.
To hear the Patio Kings perform and find out more about grease cars, go to our website at npr.org.